is going on, SMNE Radio? My name is Little Brady Wedham, and I have a very special, very, very special edition of a roundtable for you guys. We are doing the Niagara Falls Comic-Con preview, and I have a few guests with me. To my left, past the Dutchie to the left-hand side, is...
Hello, I am the Standard Matthew Grant, independent professional wrestler, and we are super stoked for this weekend Niagara Falls Comic-Con. I'll pass it on to the next person.
What's going on? It's Eric Reed from Looking Back on It, AEWTF, Dark Side of the Elite, you name it. I also go by Little Big Easy. And I'll pass it on to my main man.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Randy, from AEWTF and Sunday Night Main Event. And we're sitting here talking a little Niagara Falls Comic-Con today, Brady, are we?
Niagara Falls Comic-Con. Not only can you check out and see the bunch of strangers from SMNE here walking around the con doing interviews and such, you can also check out the THT Handshaking Team booth. 717 in the vendors list. Crazy amount of stuff going out. You can check out facebook.com/handshakingteam to get a preview of some of the items that are going out. We've got sealed LJNs, sealed wrestling buddies, you name it. It's probably there through the history of wrestling merchandise, autographs. You've got mock trunks, tights, all that shit. But here's the thing. We're not talking about that right now. We're not talking about all that good stuff. You can see that when you get there at Niagara Falls Comic Con, booth 717, I believe, don't quote me, over by the wrestler signing autographs. We're going to talk about the crazy, crazy, crazy celebrity guest list. You guys stoked?
I'm pretty stoked.
Unbelievably stoked. Some of my favorite comedians of all time are going to be there.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm hyped. I'm definitely hyped.
Randy, you have the list in front of you, sir. Would you like to take it away? And let's, if anybody wants to stop on a name as Randy's going through and either tell a story or if that's like somebody you're a mark for, feel free to shout it out. Randy, let's go through the list of the celebrities in-house this weekend.
Well, since we're Sunday night's main event and we do mostly talk about wrestling.
Wrestling.
I think we should start with the wrestlers. Well, my favorite one that's going to be there, I guess... we should start first with the Canadian icon, Mr. Bret the Hitman Hart.
This makes for great audio content because I'm doing the Bret Hart talk. Yeah, you know.
Matt is currently doing the hand gestures and about to hand his glasses to me right now, like I'm a little 8-year-old in the front row. Matt, they can't see that. Stop. Get your hands off me, Matt.
Bret.
All right. I'll keep to myself.
Bret Hart is in the house and he is signing autographs. The Canadian icon, the Canadian legend. There's tons of Bret merchandise out right now.
So I was going to say, he literally just got a star on the Walk of Fame as well.
Yeah. Just a week ago.
The Hall of Fame. Well, who else do we have in this list?
Well, there actually is a 16-time champ up in here.
Ooh. John Cena's coming to Niagara.
His name is John Cena.
I think it's the Nature Boy, Brother Earth.
Wrong Nature Boy.
Okay, Buddy Rogers is at Niagara Falls.
One more time.
Okay, Charlotte Flair is at. Ladies and gentlemen,
family.
Seriously, 16-time world champ, the man, Ric Flair will be in attendance at Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Woo!
Amazing. So let's go into the Canadian. Well, one Canadian woman out of the four that are going to be there, Miss Trish Stratus.
I feel like there's going to be a lot more Canadian women there, but I think you mean Canadian wrestling. Wrestling. There's more than four Canadian women there. That's going to smell like armpits all weekend.
We got Trish Stratus. We also got Lita.
We got Lita? Lita's going?
Yeah. Lita's there, yeah. Wow. That's what it says here.
I wonder if there's going to be some heat between the two.
She's doing the A&E. She's doing that series now.
That's like right.
I think that's
what the biography series.
The treasure collectible.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So Lita's in house, yeah.
Yep, and two other big legends. To me, anyways, because
like
how old I am.
Physically big?
No, Just like it.
Well, one of them is.
Yes. Wendy Richter and Medusa.
Oh, wow. Wendy Richter and Medusa, two former WWE, WWF World Women's Champions. Medusa.
So if you're gonna, if you're an independent wrestler and you want to make a cool promo and you want to drop a title into a trash can, this weekend's your chance.
I bet you she's never seen that before.
I bet you nobody has ever said that to her.
I would walk up to her and be like, I really like your feud with Bull Nakano. You know what I mean? Remember Bertha Faye? Does everybody remember Bertha Faye? I just really like Harvey Whippleman. That was
like, but a weird thing, because I don't see Wendy Richter out there too much.
She doesn't do too much.
No. Yeah, no, not too much at all. So with Wendy being there is definitely a good surprise.
I'm sure people are trying to get their hands on some figures, get those autographs.
The Wendy Richter figure, yeah. They did release that early in the Mattel line.
That's true, that's true. So we'll switch to the last, I guess, male wrestler there. We're going to switch to female back to male. Mr. Arriba, Tito Santana.
Arriba!
Taito is going?
Taito.
Taito Toto Santana. The master of doing the crossbody.
Flying forearm, wasn't it?
The flying forearm, he was the master of a crossbody. He even gave a really good arm drag.
Yeah. Yep.
His LJN gave a really good arm drag, too. It's actually a fantastic figure.
Actually, too, I forgot there is one more.
Who?
We definitely will be talking about this guy. Mr. Minnesota.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you tell me what con I'm going to? Jesse Ventura, it will be in the house Saturday only, I believe.
Saturday only.
So
yes.
If you're planning on coming on Sunday to meet the former governor of Minnesota.
Mississippi-soda?
He will be back at his tortilla-filled silo in the Baja. So go Saturday, please.
So let's switch out of, I guess, the wrestling, and we'll get into the TV, I guess, TV and movie celebrities.
Television.
There we go. Who here's a Trailer Park fan?
Me.
Oh,
that makes for great audio content. I blew both raise our hands.
Yeah, I know.
Get your hands off me.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with Trailer Park Boys?
All in.
Drunk mail.
We have Ricky, we have Julian, and we have Bubbles. In-house Niagara Comic Con. Come out and meet the Trailer Park Boys. I don't think you'll be able to partake in any party favors inside of the con, but catch them in the parking lot. They might hit you up.
There we go. And they're going to be there all 3 days.
Amazing.
I heard they're paying them exclusively in hash coins.
They paved the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. I think that was later on in the season where he was using hash coins as currency. Yes. It's the best.
I'm just going to walk up and hand him a bag of no-name chicken chips and some pepperoni.
Yeah. Some jalapenos.
I'm the only one that's going to be positive on this one. Who's a Smallville fan? I am.
I'm not a 14-year-old girl. I don't know what that is. Isn't that a WB show?
Yes.
Smallville. It was Superman.
Or CW or what?
Superman?
Yes, it was Superman.
Okay, so now is that the... That's the one with Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who now
has
his own podcast that's popular, right?
Really?
I don't know. But
Rosenbaum and John Glover will be there. I'm excited for that because I was a big, big, big Smallville fan. But we'll switch into something I know that Brady likes, The Mandalorian.
Is Baby Yoda going?
No.
Grogu?
No.
Mark Hamill?
No.
The CGI face?
No.
Who can I get?
CGI face.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh my goodness. I'm a Breaking Bad fan too, my friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow. Gus, can get me some Los Polos chicken.
Actually, Randy was just kidding. Or was he?
Who else do we have coming up?
I believe this next guy is probably Matt's favorite. Mr. Napoleon Dynamite himself.
If anybody has ever heard Matt's late night reviews here on SMNE Radio, draw, his nickname here behind the scenes is Napoleon Dynamite. So, Matt, that's Heder, right? His last name is
John Heder.
John Heder.
Yeah.
We are definitely getting a sit down between Matt. And
yeah.
I would just like to say I vote for Pedro.
Vote
for
Pedro.
Yeah. Do you want to borrow my vote for Pedro shirt?
Well, speaking of Pedro will be there. Efren Ramirez is there. And he's only be appearing Saturday and Sunday.
Guys, here's the thing. Before we even get farther down the list. Is this not the craziest con list you've already heard of so far? And we're
it's pretty nuts.
We're not even getting
yeah.
We're
3 days of absolute insanity.
He's honestly skipping a lot of people yeah. that I saw. I was like, whoa.
All right, let's keep it going. Who yeah. else do we okay. have?
Well, I remember him as Roseanne's ex-wife, but you guys will know him from True Lies. It's oh. Mr.
Oh. Tom Arnold.
Also star of the Trailer Park Boys for one
wow.
season.
Yeah, we know we're all the... Okay, anyway, I'm not going to say it. Let's Tom Arnold is in attendance this
here's,
weekend,
here's
guys.
The thing. I got to really know about that. That's a huge get right there.
Who's that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Zane man himself, Billy Zane.
Billy Zane is
Billy
yeah,
Zane
yeah.
is
yeah.
Billy?
Yeah.
What?
The possibly the best bad guy of all time in Titanic.
Yeah, there,
although weird to see him with hair. I'll give him that.
Cool. Well, here's one for me that I'll get all excited too, and I could definitely tell my age. Ah. Mr. Jerry Mathers.
Oh, Jerry Mathers is
oh,
there.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What show is he from, Matt?
No idea.
Leave it to Beaver.
Why'd you single out the youngest guy in the
room? Yeah. I'm excited.
We'll go a little past. We'll go back to movies.
Oh, guys, we have Lisa Rinna from what's
Housewives.
Those the Housewives.
Yeah.
The
She's
Housewives.
Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah, Beverly yeah. Hills. Housewives.
The Real Housewives, yeah.
The Real Housewives, yeah. Desperate Housewives, I don't know.
Desperate Housewives
She's
is
gorgeous.
Still good.
She is gorgeous. She's in attendance this weekend as well.
Yep, there we go. And we'll go back to movies. Didn't we have something around here, one of these toys around here, just not so long ago, or I saw it in your room?
Oh, I don't know. Henry Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, Henry Thomas will be in attendance, right? In E.T.
That's
from
it.
Henry Thomas from E.T. A little boy with a bicycle.
There we go.
In the alien.
God, he could jump.
Wait till you hear this. Eric's going to get super excited because it's probably one of his favorite drummers in the world, Gina Shock from the Go-Go's.
She's a good drummer. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think she's the best female drummer. I think Sheila E. is the best female drummer.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you tell her that when you meet her?
I'll make sure to tell her to her face.
What about Steve Ferrone?
What's up?
Steve Ferrone. Tom Petty.
Oh, Tom Petty, the Tom Petty drummer.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be
I mean,
as well.
If he came up with Last Dance with Mary Jane, it's whatever they're paying him is not enough. I can tell you right
there
now.
There you go. Should we switch it to horror? Because I've noticed one thing about Niagara Falls Comic Con. They always put like a lot of wrestling and a lot of horror movies there.
It's kind of like a crossover, like almost like how you can have figures and wrestling together, or like there's always like a weird Venn diagram where that middle part is always loaded.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So, from Friday the 13th, we got Kane Hodder.
Ooh, Mr. Jason himself.
And then not even Mr. Jason, we got Hellraiser himself as well, Doug Bradley.
Doug Bradley is in attendance. Doug Bradley, if you meet him without the Hellraiser makeup on, just a sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see that he can transform into that psycho-looking thing of nightmares.
But not only two, we got three. Andrew Baranski.
Yeah.
From Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So we got Michael Myers, Hellraiser, Jason.
And
we're going to keep going on. from Halloween, Tyler Mane.
He's from the newer style ones,
yeah.
The 2007 one.
That's right.
That's a good movie. That's the Frank or not Frank. I was about to say Frank Zombie.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
you know
Frank Zombie and his song Dragula. This guy right here though.
Frank Zombie.
David Howard Thornton.
And Rob Zappa.
So Terrifier is like one of the best horror B horror movies to
yeah.
come out within like the last like I would say 10 years.
Okay.
It's honestly amazing. I can't believe they got the guy who plays the Terrifier clown.
Who is it?
David Howard Thornton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's honestly like that is the scariest villain that doesn't say a word. Even more so than Michael Myers. I will give him that because
take
yeah.
your word for it.
And they have a whole bunch too from Terrifier 2. Laura Levera, Elliot Fulman, Damien Leone. So that's all their horror stories.
Oh, wow. They have the creator of Terrifier, Damien Leone.
Yeah,
wow.
True. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, they got the whole cast. Too. Oh, isn't it like a Canadian? Well, it's filmed in Canada, I guess.
Yes.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of Canadian.
That would add
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then also appeared in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, Lisa Zane.
Oh, wow. All right.
Which is not too bad.
That is probably these two right here. We have two Toronto legends here.
Yeah, let's switch over to sports.
Yeah, let's switch over to sports here. And we got big Wendell Clark.
Oh, yeah.
The pride of Toronto. Wendell. Yeah. I can't believe that the Leafs ever got him for what they did. They just robbed him off the Quebec Nordiques, traded him, and then they folded and got him back right away.
Yep.
Best deal ever made in Toronto history. And the one and only Rick Vive, a man I have met many times at my rink.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And very nice guy. Awesome guy. Fun to hang out with. Come say hi to him for sure.
So we pretty much went down the full list realistically.
Now, mind you, there's a lot of names that we didn't mention there that are mixed in. We're just trying to hit these big high notes there. But yeah, this is a jammed. This is just the celebrities, guys. We haven't even talked about vendors, artists, and we're not going to because we don't want to take up all your time. And we don't want to ruin anything. Get on down to Niagara Falls Comic Con this weekend. What is it, the 9th to the...
9th to the 12th.
9th to the 12th. Oh, my goodness.
9th to the 11th, guys. 9th to the 11th.
Oh, sorry, 9th to the 11th.
I was going to say, we're doing this Monday, too.
And it starts Friday at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You can get your tickets online as well at nfcomiccon.com. Be sure to get your tickets before you get to the doors because you don't want to miss out.
There you go.
So we're going to have some fun. We're going to probably talk to some people there. Got a little crew there. Go to the THT booth that is there.
717, I believe. Just look for the handshaking team on the list. If it's after 6 o'clock and you're looking for something to do, you can find me in the high roller room in Falls View Saturday night. Little Brady Wedham, Jack Tunney Jr. just spending all my money. Matt, what are you doing this weekend? You're actually not, you're technically only going to be there for a day because you're going to do what?
Yeah, I'm going to be in New York professional wrestling. So
Matt's doing double city duty. Eric, what are you doing this weekend besides Niagara Falls Comic Con? Anything fun?
Besides that, you'll probably find me next to you spending my entire paycheck.
Wait, we would get paid for this?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Whoa, let's not let the cat out of the bag.
IRS, on the books.
All right, listeners, thank you very much. We hope to see you at Niagara Falls Comic Con this weekend. Come say hi to the SM&E guys. Come say hi to THT. Come say hi to the Godfathers of Podcasting. Come say hi to all those celebrities. Come say hi to the organizers. If you see a volunteer, say thank you. The only reason why you got to say thank you to the volunteers is because that event would not be going on if it wasn't for them. So thank you to everybody at Niagara Falls Comic Con putting this on this weekend. Thank you to the volunteers and staff for the ones really behind the curtains making it happen. And thank you to all the listeners at SM&E Radio. Sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com, SM&E Radio, or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/SM&E Radio and get in on the fun with the family. Guys, that's it for me. Matt, you got anything you want to say?
Nope.
Eric, you got anything you want to say?
Stay golden.
Randy, take it away.
Niagara Falls Comic Con, come in, join us.
For the plaza.
Wu-Tang is for the children. Peace.